This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian authorities have launched a criminal probe against Wagner Group mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, charging him with calling for a coup and making threats against Russia's defense minister. And security is tight in Moscow as Prigozhin claims his forces are ready to take on the Russian military. VOA's Jeff Custer.
The events follow a series of recorded statements from Wagner Group leader Prigozhin posted to his Telegram account, in which he accused Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu of ordering a rocket strike on Wagner field camps in Ukraine where they've been fighting for Russia. Prigozhin has been a vocal critic of Shoigu and his management of the Russian army, and Prigozhin said his troops are seeking to punish the defense minister. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldon said a former CIA officer told him Prigozhin may have taken the seemingly rash step for his own survival.
The former officer noted that Prigozhin's forces, while they excel at unconventional warfare, have not fared well in taking on well-trained Ukrainian troops, suffering heavy losses on the front especially. And so this former officer said much of what Prigozhin has been saying about the casualties and the defeats being the fault of the Russian military could be an effort to shift the blame away from himself.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, VOA's Heather Murdoch has been on the front lines in Ukraine and describes some of what she's seen.
Besides a heavy battle, heavy shelling from both sides, and a tremendous amount of destruction in the combat zone, we also saw villages that we expected, because Ukraine has taken so much pain and effort to retake these areas from Russia, which occupied them for more than a year. We expected to find something, some part of a town, but what we found was just complete destruction.
That is VOA's Heather Murdoch. A new U.S. intelligence report rejects several points raised by those who argue COVID-19 leaked from Chinese lab. This is VOA News. The suspense of the tragedy of the Titanic submersible with five aboard has now shifted to the science of a catastrophic ending, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Maritime researchers generally agree that what happened to the OceanGate Titan was a catastrophic implosion, the worst possible outcome.
You're literally crushing the hull.
Aaron Bansill is a physics professor at Northeastern University. Bansill says water pressure at the 12,000-foot depth is extreme.
Humongous. It is about 5,500 pounds per square inch.
That force, he says, applied to every square inch of the 22-foot unusually shaped cylindrical vessel.
That is comparable to the force of, say, a whale biting on somebody.
As for the five aboard,
the passengers probably would have no idea what happened.
Death, he says, came within milliseconds. I'm Norman Hall.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is denying claims from the IRS whistleblowers that the Justice Department interfered with the investigation into Hunter Biden. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
GOP-led House panel released a transcript yesterday from an IRS official who, among other things, said Garland denied U.S. Attorney David Weiss's request to be named special counsel.
Mr. Weiss never made that request to me.
Garland says Weiss has always had full authority to make all decisions in the Hunter Biden case on his own.
In fact, more authority than a special counsel would have.
The IRS whistleblower transcript also included a message Hunter Biden sent to a business associate, alluding to, quote, sitting with his father, seemingly suggesting Joe Biden was aware of his business dealings. The president has said he's never talked with his son about his foreign business, and asked if the president stands by that, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said very little.
Nothing has changed, and I will leave it there.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Security Council calling for a halt to fighting in Sudan and the protection of civilians. The brief press statement followed closed-door consultations Friday by the UN's most powerful body. The Council also is calling for the scaling up of humanitarian assistance to Sudan and neighboring countries, support for humanitarian workers, and respect for international humanitarian law. Sudan descended into conflict in mid-April after months of worsening tensions exploded into open fighting between rival generals seeking to control the African nation. Fighting has killed thousands of people and forced more than 2.5 million people to flee their homes to safer areas in Sudan and neighboring countries. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.